You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
So glad that you're with us today. I have got something very special to introduce you to, and I am hopeful that you will be with us for the full hour today, because the news that we're going to talk about is not necessarily news that you're going to see on the front page of the paper or the top of the hour on the news channel. Stay with us. Kevin McCullough, we get started right now.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Okay, friends, I'm so glad that you're with us. And you know that every day we try to help you think more Christianly in the world in which you live. And sometimes that's a challenge. It's a challenge culturally when you have many forces working against people of faith or the idea of faith or the experience of faith. But that doesn't mean that our mission is any less. And one of the ways that our mission is amplified is not only what we believe and the choices that we make in electing leaders or pushing for public policy or even just talking about the cultural impact of the day's news, but also doing things about it. When we say we are not going to tolerate certain things, we need to make sure that we're offering alternatives as a result. And so I am very, very pleased and constantly surprised, though I'm really not surprised anymore, but constantly affirmed and appreciative of the fact that you, as my audience, do everything that you can every time we come to you to make a difference in the world around us. And today is no different. And I gotta start in kind of a weird spot. Yesterday, the Talkers Talk Radio Heavy 100 list came out. And for people that don't know what that is, that's a ranking of the most influential talk radio hosts in the country. And for a mind-blowing 12th year, I made the list. And yet, when I was at the end of the day yesterday, and I closed out the day speaking with my good friend Todd Chapman, who is very close to the Hope Honduras Children's Home that we're going to be talking about today, I don't even think we brought it up in conversation. What we spent our time talking about was how to help kids and how to make sure that children, because at the end of the day, all that other stuff, it burns. The stuff that doesn't end up changing the world, the stuff that doesn't reflect Jesus to the world around us, that stuff is the fake stuff. The real stuff is the feeding of the kids and the helping the minds to grow and to think more clearly and to do the things that draw people to greater spiritual devotion to who Jesus is. That's the real stuff. So with all of that as kind of the context for what's happening, I want to introduce Tammy Rumfelt, who works with Hope Children's Home. And you've just heard us just mention it a little bit on air. But we're going to get to know Hope Children's Home in a new way this week to some perspective better than we ever have before. In a couple of days, Mike Higgins, the executive director, is going to be with us. But Tammy, first of all, welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio. It's an honor to have you with us. And I'm very curious as to your first exposure to Hope Children's Home, and you've worked with a lot of nonprofits. What stood out to you about this group that we're introducing to my listeners today?
Wow. Well, Kevin, first of all, it is an honor to be here with you, and congratulations. I know you're not tooting your own horn at all, and you're focusing on what's important, but congratulations to you. So Hope Children's Home, what I find so different about this opportunity is the fact that we get to have such a direct impact. You know, I've worked with, like you said, a lot of nonprofits, and a lot of times when we donate money to causes, we know they're important causes, and we know they're doing great things, but I don't know the name of the child that my dollars are going to help, right? I don't know. I can't go online and look at the picture of the actual children that I'm helping. And when we get involved with Hope Children's Home in Honduras, you know, there are right now 24 children living there. They just recently were able to expand somewhat. I would love to see them even expand even more. And we're going to learn about why what they're doing is so important here in a moment. But it's such an it's a small enough ministry that we really get to have a huge impact with our dollars. I love that. And I want to kind of piggyback on what you just said, Kevin, too. You know, you made me think of this scripture from 1 Timothy, command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, right? But to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. So command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and be generous and willing to share. So here we are talking about being generous, talking about putting our treasures into things that matter, and investing in the lives of these children at Hope Children's Home.
Well, I want you to think about how simple this is, friends. Hope Children's Home on two levels is quite unique. One, they are the only type of home in operation in the children's lives where they are that even is doing anything similar to what they're doing. And so, mm-hmm. number one, the place that they hold in the community where they're at is very, very significant. They are a beacon in the middle of a dark world. But in addition to that, they don't take any government help on any level from any government. So not from the Honduran government, not from the United States government. They are entirely funded by believers who believe in the core values of what what Hope Children's Home in Honduras is all about. And that is very simply the following: the gospel of Jesus Christ to every child who lives there. That's the core of it. In addition to that, they feed properly balanced, nutritious food to children that are 100% malnourished when they come in. So there's no kid that comes in there, you know, fat and healthy, and they go, oh, well, here, have some more. No, these are kids that have been starving in many respects physically prior to their entry there. They give them an education that even some of the children in Honduras can't get because of the quality of the teachers that they have on staff at the Hope Children's Home there. So they're getting a top quality education, including the emphasis on becoming bilingual and the speaking of English. The speaking of English, and we'll find out more about this as we go along, has to do very much with the type of job or placement you will get after you've graduated from the home and moved on to the rest of your life. And learning English is one of the foremost important things that they can do, and every child that is there gets that. And then, as I mentioned, they care for all the needs of these children. So many of them have medical needs and need medical care when they come. They receive that. And in addition to that, again, the core emphasis is that they are discipled in the gospel of Jesus Christ. They are introduced to who he is. They are encouraged to become followers and believers. And the way that changes their life, that combined package of everything that they receive, the way it changes their life is remarkable. They are not just taking children in and then at 18 kicking them out and saying, okay, good luck, hope you do well. They are turning out world changers. When they come out of this school, they are going back into Honduras and working at jobs in the marketplace and being lights for Jesus. Or some of them have even received scholarships in America to come to schools to do things here to receive an education furthering that. And Mike Higgins was just telling us a couple of days ago off the air that there is one girl who has come to the U.S. She's receiving her nurse's certification. And what's her goal? Go back to Honduras and to help her people. This is the story. This is the legacy of what we're going to be talking about with Hope Children's Home. And here's how you do it. They need 3 months of care provided for all of the children in the children's home in Honduras. And the cost for all of that, for all 24 kids that they have there, is going to run about $21,600. If you could break it up by the day, you could say for $10 a day, you could help a child for this length of time. $10 a day, one day, $300 would provide 1 month's worth of care for that child. For all 90 days, one $900 gift would take care of that child all the way through. Whatever you're able to do, but if you could specifically point to a 2-week time period and say, I would like to provide 2 weeks of care for a child. That's a one-time gift of $140, and it's going to change a specific child's life that we're going to, believe it or not, be able to introduce you to before we're done. Here's the phone number, 888-296-8200, 888-296-8200. Tammy Rumfeld is with me. We are talking about Hope Children's Home, and we need you to help us provide this summer of care for these kids at HCH. 888-296-8200 or online at WMCA.com. Coming right back. Don't go away.
Thinking of selling your house? Need to sell an inherited property? Call Calamine & Company Real Estate for a free, no-obligation consultation. Louis Calamine will personally give you his honest and professional opinion while answering any questions you may have. Calamine & Company has a 100% success rate. Their listings always get sold stress-free and for top dollar. They've earned perfect ratings and reviews online, so you can't go wrong when you hire Calamine & Company. They always put clients' needs above everything else. Want to ask Louis Calamine a question? Interested in learning the honest truth about the real estate industry from a highly successful broker? Tune into Lewis's new radio talk show, Unfiltered Real Estate, on AM 570 The Mission every Saturday morning at 9, where you can talk live on the air with Louis Calamine. To schedule a private consultation with Lewis, call 718-998-1100 or visit calamine.com. Remember, clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
This is Carol Platt-Lebow for townhall.com. In a recent ruling, the Supreme Court angered the left by denying illegal immigrants the ability to become lawful permanent residents of this country, even if they had gained temporarily protected status. For a case this controversial, it's worth noting the decision was 9-0 and authored by Justice Kagan, an Obama appointee. This is the seventh unanimous holding in less than a month. Was the court trying to send a message? After all, Democrats have been threatening to pack the Supreme Court in order to get outcomes more to their liking. Seeing the Supreme Court's institutional credibility in jeopardy from this threat, it seems likely the justices are speaking through their decisions, quietly emphasizing that the court isn't as divided as Democrats claim. Good for them. The Constitution established three co-equal branches of government. Democrats shouldn't be trying to bully anyone in the judicial branch to get outcomes they favor. Doing so is a slap in the face to the rule of law.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Download the AM 570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough, and every week I promise you that you're going to get a real-life question answered by the real-life Mike Connors, who's real-life with us right now. And Mike, this week's question comes from Janet. She says, my aunt always promised me that when she died, I would get her silver tea set. My aunt died, and I asked my cousin about the set, and she said she knows nothing about this. What can I do, Mike Connors?
Well, unfortunately, absolutely nothing, unless it's in writing. For instance, in the will, I leave the tea set to my niece. There's nothing you can do. These things have to be in writing. You know, oral promises are not enforceable in court.
And that makes these types of things very uncomfortable, because now you have two family members that are at odds over what the real direction of the tea set should be.
Right. Well, if it's not in writing, it's not there.
Is it appropriate? Is it proper for someone like Janet to maybe discuss with her aunt ahead of time to say, hey, if you really want to make sure that me and the kids get that, have you put this in your will?
You do a deed of gift. You can do other things, but it has to be in writing. And I mean, oral promises. Otherwise, if courts were listening to oral promises, every single estate would be in court because, yeah, my aunt told me she was going to give me this. My aunt told me she was going to give me that and so forth. It's got to be in writing. You know, it's just the way the world is.
If you are an aunt willing a tea set to somebody today, the moral of this story is make sure you get that in the will and don't make your niece figure it out after you're gone. By the way, if you've got a question about something even more complicated than this, feel free to call Connors and Sullivan. They are standing by ready to assist you in your estate law and elder care items that you're dealing with. The biggest failure is to fail to plan. So plan properly, and they can help you do that. You can also send them your questions at askmikeconnors@gmail.com, and he'll answer them here on Kevin McCullough, also on his broadcast on Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 570 and FM 102.3 WMCA, and Sunday morning starting at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. Mike Connors, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Are you scared of dental surgery? Unhappy with your smile? tired of partial dentures? Then ZX27 glass abutment is for you. Only offered at M&M Dental in the heart of Brooklyn, it's a unique European non-surgical FDA-approved procedure, giving patients back their confidence and smile. Here to explain is Dr. Seltzer.
Hi, thanks for having me here today.
Now tell us a little bit about the ZX27.
Sure. ZX27 is a revolutionary, non-surgical, FDA-approved procedure, which gives patients a permanent smile without having to endure surgery and eliminates partial dentures.
Do you own the exclusive rights to this procedure?
Yes, we do, for the United States. This procedure has been done for over 30 years in 28 different countries worldwide.
What kind of feedback have you been receiving from your patients?
Patients are loving their new beautiful smiles while avoiding implant surgery and not having to wear partial dentures.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Dr. Seltzer. Call M&M Dental now at 718-853-5777. That's 718-853-5777.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Every child that has come into Hope Children's Home is suffering from malnutrition. You see it manifested in some way. Sometimes their skin, who is normally a soft brown, has starting to whiten with splotches. You'll see their hair is starting to lighten up, and they get almost to an albino look to them. The wonderful thing is with proper nutrition, vitamins, and care, they quickly respond and start bouncing back. And it's just miraculous how God made our bodies to be so resilient.
Mike Higgins, the executive director of Hope Children's Home, and Tammy Rumfeldt with me at Kevin McCullough Radio. Tammy, the amazing thing here is, and I've traveled to the third world. I've never been to Honduras, but I've been to Haiti multiple times and a couple of other spots. And to see that impact of malnutrition is a harsh thing for a Westerner, particularly an American, to witness. Because it does deform the body in such weird ways. The skin color changes, the hair color changes, sometimes the bellies distend. And this is the situation for every child that Hope is reaching.
Yeah, we just don't get it. Like, we are so blessed. And even though our lives can be hard, even for the hardest hit people in our nation, we just still don't have a clue what it's like to live in a third world country and be poor. It's a whole nother level. But the beautiful thing is that this story can so easily be changed. Like Mike said, you know, that the body is resilient. And once you get food in the tummies and nutrition in the body, we just bounce back, especially yeah. children. And so that's just one aspect of how Hope Children's Home is literally saving the lives of the children who become involved with Hope Children's Home. And I think it's also important to point out that in many cases, this is not a situation where these kids have been abandoned by their parents or, you know, they're just going to be orphans for life. In a lot of cases, it's parents who just recognize we can't do this. We don't want our children to die. And so we want to partner with Hope Children's Home. And so the parents still can be involved with their kids. And that opens up so many doors for whole families and communities to truly be transformed. It's a beautiful thing. And it's a beautiful thing that we get to partner with what God is doing at Hope Children's Home today.
Well, and when you're talking about poverty places in the Western Hemisphere, Honduras was at the eye of not one, but both of the major hurricanes mm-hmm. in 2020. And what little infrastructure was left in that country just got torched. I mean, there was nothing left for much of the country in terms of the ability to sustain itself. Mike Higgins has described it as if you go through Honduras, you see this lush, beautiful, country from the sky. But you get on the ground and it's corrugated tin roofs and it's little shacks that you might see assembled in someone's backyard here for the storage of tools, but not nearly as nice. And that's where whole families live. And that's the extent of their economic opportunity and resource. For a gift of $10 a day or $140 to give 2 weeks of care for these children, this is an amazing thing. And you talk about a return on investment. This is something that God will use in their life for the rest of their life.
Absolutely. And also, like I said, it's also transforming whole families. It's not just the children. It's their families. It's, in many cases, their communities. It truly is a night and day difference. It's life or death. And another thing that you see happen in situations where you have this kind of deep poverty is a tremendous amount of gang activity, tremendous amount of human trafficking. That comes from desperation. And so when these children are given hope at Hope Children's Home, when they're given the education, the food, the shelter, the biblical education, when they're given, when they're introduced to Jesus, it rescues them from those scenarios as well, which are so common for people living in poverty. And so, $140, that provides 2 weeks of care, everything a child needs for that entire 2 weeks, including meals, medical care, education, a clean, warm bed, and that family, truly a family. And we have the opportunity right now to make that happen. Call 888-296-8200. Again, that's 888-296-8200 with your gift of $140 or anything that you can do to help provide care for these children.
$300 would provide an entire month of care for one of the children, one of the 24 children in the Hope Children's Home in Honduras. And friends, maybe you could see your way clear to do that, or maybe you need to break it up at $100 a month for 3 months. But that would provide that month of care. 888-296-8200, 888-296-8200. And if you would prefer to give online, you can do that as well at WMCA.com. Just click on the Hope Children's Home banner at the top of the page. It's easy to find. Hope Children's Home right there at the top of the page at WMCA.com. 888-296-8200, 888-296-8200. If you've already given a gift, thank you so much, because those of you that are listening and responding, there are already children that are going to be, protected and extended care for because of that. And I want to say thank you to those of you that have already decided to pick up the phone and make that call. Here in the New York area, in the New York tri-state area, we probably have as many Central Americans living within the sound of these microphones as any city in North America. And if you're from Honduras or El Salvador or Guatemala, and you're from that region of the country or the world, and you know the poverty that these children are from, you know especially firsthand how important it is to help these children before they are sucked into the vacuums of those bad influences that Tammy was just describing. We know the problem of kids getting sucked into gangs in Central America. We see it played out in the MS-13 violence on Long Island. We know all about the impact of what happens when children are not properly loved and nurtured and protected. And in some respect, your gift to Hope Children's Home today helps that child make the right choices, the healthy choices for their own life. And not only that, becoming a world changer to the world around them. They are actually, when they complete the program at Hope Children's Home, they are going to be the people that will be leading the recovery efforts and the new generation of leadership within Honduras. And friends, your gift is part of that, but it is all rooted in Jesus Christ. And that is why we want you to be part of this very, I love the word you used earlier, Tammy, intimate. This is an intimate reach that we're doing today because this is personal. This is into the lives of these 24 specific kids that are at Hope Children's Home and providing them really with a summer of help. They need 3 months worth of help for each child. $10 a day takes care of a child. How many children can you help? How many days can you help? You do the math. You decide what God wants you to do. But will you stand with us today? They have zero help coming from any government entity. And this is something that only the church can do, and the church should do it. 888-296-8200, 888-296-8200.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax. We would like to thank our Lord for protecting us from evil. Psalm 91 states, He is my refuge and my fortress, for He will rescue us from every trap and protect us from deadly disease.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys who specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results.
We are also a small firm who will treat you like family. And not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
In John 8:36, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And one way we can achieve that is by being debt-free. So let us help you today. Call us at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS tax debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
Hi, break time?
I know you.
I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. It seems like you take care of yourself.
I do. I play tennis. I try to eat well.
What about screening for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. Colon cancer is more treatable when it's caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and is used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit requestcologuard.com.
I'm on it.
Excellent.
I have a traumatizing childhood memory of an Easter egg hunt. The big hunt was a big deal in our family, and I have this memory of running and excitedly reaching for eggs, only to have my big brother and sister sweep in and steal them at the last second. It's Ryan, and unfortunately, this is a traumatizing reality our Faith and Family Mortgage team is seeing from families across the country. Families are finding their dream home, only to have it pulled away by another hunter at the last second. At United Faith Mortgage, we unfortunately cannot scare off the other hunters, but we can very quickly get you pre-approved and make it look as good as possible to sellers. And then, once you do grab that Easter egg,
see our story and read how our direct lender advantage can often save your family monthly and lifelong money at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Meadow, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Drive Rack Animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Congressman Gregory Meeks, representing New York's 5th District and chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, about voting rights reform, the Biden infrastructure plan, the George Floyd Justice in Police Act, and more. It's Reaching Out, Saturday afternoon at 4:30 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission, WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hi, my name is Stephanie, and I'm 15 years old, and I have lived at Hope for 7 years.
Hi, my name is Scarlett. I'm 12 years old, about to be 13, and I'm a little bit crazy.
Hi, my name is Katia, and I'm 18 years old. I've been in the home for 8 years.
Hello, my name is Tosa, and I'm 8 years old, and me and Oscar were here when we were baby at home.
Hi, my name is Belle Keys. I am a junior nursing student at Pensacola Christian College.
I learned here Hope about English, about God, and going to the church.
I like to play football and pray.
Those are some of the very people that you have the opportunity to help right now. The very children that live, except for the one that's at Pensacola College now, but the very people that live at Hope Children's Home in Honduras, And man, Tammy Rumfelt, 888-296-8200, by the way, if you want to help. 888-296-8200. Tammy, you were talking earlier about the crystal clear English of Jose and Oscar. Man, did you hear how clear those girls were? Every single one of them. I was trying to think if they were East Coast or West Coast, because, you know, here in the States, we judge everything by accent. But so pure and such good grammar. And that means what to them, for people that haven't been listening? What does it mean if these kids at the Hope Children's Home in Honduras can speak English that well?
Well, it changes everything for their future. And here's why. When you're bilingual, the door to career opportunities opens wide. You may not be aware of this, but a lot of times when you call to talk to somebody about your cable or about, you know, customer service for some other company, you're talking to someone in Honduras or Guatemala or somewhere else in Central America. And you have to be very, very fluent in English to be able to do that. So these children, one of the first things they do, I mean, right off the bat, is start teaching them English, because children are sponges when it comes to learning new languages. And so they very quickly adjust and are fluent in English. And so when they are adults, when they're 18 years old and now need a career, there are so many opportunities that are open to them. And this is what is so hard for us, is I think with an American mindset, is so hard for us to understand. If you're living in poverty and you never see anybody have any opportunity to live on more than a dollar a day, you just don't assume that you'll ever have that opportunity, right? Right. But these children are learning, you know, with this education and with learning English, you now have the opportunity to change everything for yourself, for your family. You don't have to live in that state of poverty. And it is amazing and really nothing short of miraculous that our gifts are able to actually make these kind of changes happen in the lives of these children.
Friends, it is so vital that we help support this little home and the work that they're doing, because as I have been able to be exposed to what Mike Higgins, the executive director, has pointed out, and what we are hearing in these sound bites and these audio cuts with our own ears, is that they are churning out world changers. These are not going to be kids that just come in and barely cut the grade and just barely do whatever. Tammy, the fact that one of the elder girls there is a junior at Pensacola Christian College in the nursing program, and her express interest is to not stay in the U.S. and get a good job. It's to go back to Honduras and to continue to help those that are still struggling to improve their lives.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of problems in this world that we just can't do anything about, right? And certainly we've got a mess as far as, you know, what's happening in our country and, you know, trying to figure out a way to help people from Central America. And this is one real practical way that you and I can help with these children and help make sure that they have the ability to stay in Honduras and help Honduras. Isn't that what all of us want? I'm sure Hondurans want that, is strong leaders in Honduras to make Honduras a better place to be.
Hope Children's Home is cutting into that problem with the most practical and the most effective answer, and that is Jesus Christ in the lives of these kids, and then giving them everything else that they need in addition. Not only good nutrition, not only a good place to sleep and a safe facility to live in and to study in, but also to give them that that quality education, the medical care that they need when they come to the home. They're severely malnourished. And then to watch them bloom and grow is just really amazing. 888-296-8200. They need an entire summer's worth of care and help. And they don't get any money from the government. They don't get any money from the Honduran government. They don't get any money from the American government. They depend entirely on God's people to see this work through. And that gives us the opportunity, friends, to then be stakeholders in the success of these kids. We get to play a role in Katia's life or Jose's life or Oscar's life. There's 24 children there. $10 a day gives them everything that they need for the duration of this summer. And my question very simply is, how many children would you like to help and how many days would you like to help them? $300 would help one child for an entire month. $140 would provide 2 weeks worth of care. Can you help us right now? 888-296-8200, 888-296-8200.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
On the upcoming Deeper Faith Alaska Cruise with Alistair Begg, Laura Story, and Michael O'Brien, you'll be surrounded by the fellowship of like-minded travelers along with Bible teaching and worship. This travel experience is hosted by Salem Media Group and our partners Inspiration Cruises and Tours. Bring home life-changing memories to treasure and stories to share. Join us for this unforgettable Alaska cruise this summer by calling 855-565-5519 or visit deeperfaithcruise.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
It's Dr. Lederman about innovative cancer treatment options often hidden elsewhere. Dr. Lederman discusses all options, what every doctor should do. Patients are amazed at Dr. Lederman's first in America radio surgery, hidden options, non-invasive, outpatient, highly successful treatment where we attack the cancer. I'm Dr. Lederman for your loved one with cancer treatment options that may have been hidden from you when most needed. For newer recurrent cancers, most anywhere in the body, even if prior chemo, surgery, or radiation didn't work or isn't wanted, call Dr. Lederman, 2 and 2 Choices, 2 and 2 Choices, for appointment and free cancer treatment booklet DVD. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Learn about hidden cancer treatment options. Hidden no more with Dr. Lederman. 2 and 2 Choices, 2 and 2 Choices.
For a free evaluation of your case, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hi, my name is Cindy. I came here when I was 4 and I just turned 11. When I was 4, I lived with my grandma. I was always thankful for it because she was the only one I knew from my family. She got very sick and then she couldn't take care of me, so She made the decision to put me at Hope. When I came to Hope, it was very, very, very hard for me to understand the other kids. But then school taught me how to write, how to learn, and it also came a little hard for me. But then the other guys stepped up for me. I'm thankful for my friends that are here, that they had encouraged me into a lot of things, even going up stage and getting baptized.
Wow, that is Cindy's story from Hope Children's Home. And again, if she doesn't sound like she's from Honduras, it's because of the quality of the education that she has received at the Hope Children's Home there in Honduras. Tammy Rumfelt with Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. Tammy, I was sitting here trying to do the math, and there are a lot of our listeners that have kids that go to private Christian schools, which in essence is what Hope Children's Home is. It is a Christian school that has a feeding program and a medical facility and the ability to do any number of things additionally. But the Christian education that they receive is really the core of that. And as we're listening to these kids share their stories, I'm thinking there's a maturity and an edge to them that I don't even pick up on kids that are in Christian schools here. And Christian schools in America are expensive. I mean, they can be tens of thousands of dollars per year for a child. And when you're talking about not just a Christian education, but you're talking about all the medical care they need, all the food they need to eat, a facility to live in, to sleep in, to grow in, and then to have all of this discipleship and training in addition to that for only $10 a day. I mean, this is an incredible value of what we are providing for this child that they are gratefully, you know, drinking in and saying, yes, I need every part of this and thank you so much for it. But Hope is doing it on such a cost effective basis, even by American standards.
Yeah, and I think it's easy to assume, well, just, you know, they're in Honduras, so everything there is way cheaper. And that's not actually true if you've ever traveled to Central America. You know that there are a lot of things that cost comparably to what they do here in the United States, yet they are able to make these dollars stretch and multiply, kind of a loaves and fishes sort of thing. So they're great stewards. I will say this. They are incredible stewards of the money that they receive. They use it very wisely, and they allocate it to the important things, the most important things. What's important to know is that, you know, this home is, there's a husband and wife who have four children of their own, and they're the house mom and dad, and they're kind of, this is now their extended family, all these children. And, you know, they rely completely on God, and they rely completely on people like you and I to partner up with them to make sure they have the resources they need to provide everything that these children need. So if you're listening to this and thinking, well, you know, I'm sure they get plenty of help from other places, the answer to that is no. They don't get government help. The government in Honduras, they don't, even if they could, they don't have the money to help with this home. They don't get any help from the United States government. It is all private donations. It's all people like you and I who say these children are valuable, they're children of God, and they deserve a safe home. They deserve food. They deserve medical care. They deserve to know Jesus. They deserve a future and a hope. And so Hope Children's Home is providing that for just $10 a day. And right now, you can help provide that for $10 a day. Whatever level makes sense to you. Maybe it's 2 weeks of care. That's $140. But whatever level it is, let's hear from you right now. 888-296-8200.
888-296-8200. And the goal here is to provide an entire summer of care for the children that are in the home. And for $10 a day, 24 children, 90 days for the summer, that comes out to just under $22,000. Friends, there are some of you that could write a single check and cover all of that. There are some of you that could say, you know what? God has been good to us. We're going to provide, roughly a fifth of that, about $4,000. And we're going to make sure that this summer these children have everything that they need through Hope Children's Home in Honduras. By the way, if you want to know more about the ministry, and I understand that Hope is a brand new partner with us here at WMCA, but I want you to know that we also have gone to great lengths to vet all of the partners that we partner with. And so when we come to you with one, it is something that has gone through an extensive vetting. But we want you to do that vetting as well, if you would like. And when you go on to WMCA.com, you can click through on the top of the page there to the Hope Children's Home page. But read the story of why Mike Higgins came to work at Hope Children's Home. And when God gave him the vision for the Honduran home in particular, the unique needs that they have in that culture, why he's gone back 27 years in a row to be with the Honduran people, to know that they have endured heartache after heartache, whether it's COVID or back-to-back hurricanes within 13 days of each other at Category 5 strength each, that the desire, the leading, the calling that God has put on Mike Higgins and the rest of the Hope Children's Home team to reach the children of Honduras, they can't help everybody at once, but they can help someone right now. They can help one at a time. And friends, it's not a matter of you and I solving all of the world's problems. It's saying, what can we do about what we know to make a difference now? And that's exactly what Hope Children's Home's approach is. It is to say, okay, we know that there is a purpose and a meaning that God put into the life of every one of these kids. As we have the opportunity to take one in and to watch them develop from a malnourished, sometimes sickly, sometimes abused situation, instead of getting recruited by gangs, instead of getting recruited by drug cartels, instead of getting recruited by human traffickers or selling of their bodies in ways that damage them, instead of doing that, what if we rescued them? What if we gave them a biblical education so that they knew of their value in Jesus? What if we gave them a real education that would give them a step up for job placement and job market skills when they leave the home after their time is completed? What if we did those things instead? And the Lord has blessed it. And now the Lord's asking us, will you be involved? Will I be involved? Let's do that. 888-296-8200, 888-296-8200, 888-296-8200. Just a few minutes left with Tammy Rumfelt today. But friends, thank you so much for those of you that have already given. And for those that have yet to give, pray about it. Talk to your spouse. Make the call. 888-296-8200.
Thinking of selling your house? Need to sell an inherited property? Call Calamine & Company Real Estate for a free, no-obligation consultation. Louis Calamine will personally give you his honest and professional opinion while answering any questions you may have. Calamine & Company has a 100% success rate. Their listings always get sold stress-free and for top dollar. They've earned perfect ratings and reviews online, so you can't go wrong when you hire Calamine & Company. They always put clients' needs above everything else. Want to ask Louis Calamine a question? Interested in learning the honest truth about the real estate industry from a highly successful broker? Tune into Lewis's new radio talk show, Unfiltered Real Estate, on AM 570 The Mission every Saturday morning at 9, where you can talk live on the air with Louis Calamine. To schedule a private consultation with Lewis, call 718-998-1100 or visit calamine.com. Remember, clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller, Saturday afternoon at 2 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission, WMCA.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that is found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women. Talcum powder. For decades, studies showed that talcum contained asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product. This May, after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer, talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Buttafuoco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Buttafuoco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Honduras has been in a desperate poverty situation for a number of years, certainly since we've been there and before. What's happening today in the current climate is because of, in a lot of regard, it's because of the hurricane that happened recently. I've been going over there for about 19 years. It reminded me of Honduras 20 years ago. They have definitely stepped back miles. Their infrastructure's destroyed. Their economy's destroyed. Housing's destroyed. I mean, in many regards, these people, they were already in a desperate situation. Now they're beyond desperate. They, in many cases, have nothing, nowhere to turn, no hope for tomorrow. They desperately need help.
That's Mike Higgins, who you'll hear on this broadcast in the days to come. We've got a great chance to sit down with him kind of one-on-one, and I hope that it will be as illuminating as you need to understand the tremendous work that Hope Children's Home is doing. And when you see his passion, when you hear him describe these stories, I've talked to him off the air, and I know that Tammy Rumfelt, there was this very particularly defining moment for him where when he was first in Honduras and he was seeing what was going on there, and he felt a call and a burden from God, and he went up to the top of this hill that overlooked the garbage dump. And when the truck would come in to dump that day's load, and the children that suddenly appeared almost like out of nowhere to climb the garbage mountain, to go through it, to find scraps of food to eat and to see if they could find something that maybe they could sell at the market or something along the lines. And what God did to him, the breaking that it did to his heart, the tears that he wept there on the top of the mountain overlooking the garbage dump where these children were literally trying to scrap for their lives. And that was the day that God showed him that Hope Children's Home Honduras not only needed to occur, but that God would provide it, and that there would be a way that it would do great work, which now it has all these many years later. And we have the opportunity, friend, to step up and to be part of that. 888-296-8200. Tammy, final couple of minutes here. What's on your mind as we draw to close this first day?
Well, you know, there are so many things that we could argue about. Right? There are so many things that we could disagree on. There are so much things that have divided us as Christians, even, but we can all agree that we have been called to care for the poor, that we've been called to care for the little ones, right? Pure and undefiled religion is this, to look after orphans and widows in distress. We can't argue about that. That's just gospel. That's just scripture. And so if we can all agree that these children are in great need and that we can have a huge impact, a tremendous direct impact, we can literally change a life today with our gift. We can't argue about that. It's just there. It's just clear and obvious. So that's what's on my mind. And my mind is, and my heart is, you know what? Why not? I cannot think of a reason why not to call and make a gift today to literally change a child's life.
Yeah. 888-296-8200 is how you do it. 888-296-8200. 888-296-8200. We are trying to provide a summer of care for these children at Hope Children's Home in Honduras. $10 a day per child. We'll do that. How many children? How many days? 888-296-8200 or online at WMCA.com.